This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Asia Pacific Currents.
News and labour issues from the Asia Pacific region.
We strongly condemn the police that arrest the protesters.
Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock.
On Community Radio 3CR.
Workers of the world should unite to fight this greedy capitalist.
Brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome on another program of Asia Pacific Current brought to you every week by Australia Asia Worker Links. And my name is Pierre Morrow, and I'm flying solo this morning. So, and thanks to Solidarity Breakfast for another interesting program, even though that song went a bit overtime. But that's life, we're flexible around here. On today's program, we will bring you information, obviously, about May Day activities around the world and about the International Day of Commemoration for Dead and Injured Workers, and plus a couple of other major items that are happening around the world for labour, our brothers and sisters around the region and the world. And in the second half of the program, I'll be bringing you an interview with Mr. Vasudevan Nambiath, who is the Secretary of the New Trade Union Initiative and a couple of other union organisations, and he'll be talking about May Day in India. And over the next few weeks, we'll bring you a number of interviews from our comrades in the region talking about May Day in their own countries and some of the issues and what happened. So today we'll be looking at India. We've got coming up, we'll have I think another one from India, Pakistan, South Korea and the Philippines. And of course, if you want more information, this is Australia Asia Worker Links radio program, Asia Pacific Current. You can always go to our website, www.aawl.org.au, or if you're in Australia, Victoria, our number is 966. Oh, I forgot it actually now. I'll have to remember. I'll give you the number afterwards. I've got confused with the number here at 3CR Radio. But we're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us as well. So we very easily gettable. But on today's news roundup, of course, I can't not start by looking at May Day. Now, May Day was last Wednesday, and millions of workers and their supporters staged events and demonstrations all around the world. A number of the demonstration and events were heavily repressed by police and state forces, but many went on. And obviously, with the continuing intensification of the capitalist crisis at a global level, the significance of May Day and the commonality of our issues and the unity of workers all around has never been more apparent. And these, one of the issue of international union was one of the big themes of May Day activities all around the world. The issue, of course, now is how do we translate that into action so that we can organise at a global level in coordinated action. In a couple of days, on our website, you'll be able to see an item on May Day, and we'll have a lot of reports around the world and lots of pictures. And I can assure you that some of the pictures are stunning of some of the May Day events around the world. And of course, regular listeners, last week you would have heard an interview with an organiser from the Hong Kong dock workers. Well, the strike is continuing. It's now entering its fifth week, and it's apparent that the companies involved, which are HRT, Hutchinson and Costco, which are massive global companies, are trying to starve the workers back to work. Fortunately, there is a lot of international support, and we know that a number of unions around the world are providing financial support to the striking dock workers. Again, it's a question of being able to increase our fight and our action against them. And really, we now, given that these companies are global players, we also need to play globally and to take actions internationally and target all the ports where these big companies have operations, because united we can certainly win. And the next item really is really a sad one, because I do have to talk about the Raza Plaza that collapsed in Bangladesh, in Dhaka, in Bangladesh, about 10 days ago. And we wanted to bring you an interview, and we are still going to bring you an interview with some of the organisers involved in Dhaka. But unfortunately, as one can guess, they're incredibly busy with the disaster. And what I really want to point out is a couple, I mean, there's been a lot of coverage about that, I'm sure a lot of listeners would know, but I really want to point out three things, really. One was that it's now been revealed that on the day the building was declared unsafe, so the day before it collapsed, the managers threatened all the workers that did not want to go to work with to take away 3 days' pay for any workers that did not come to work and show up the next day. Really, this shows what a criminal act. This is not an accident. It's not even an incident. It's a planned mass manslaughter. And really, the collapsed Raza Plaza should actually be treated as a crime scene. It's interesting how a lot of the news item just see it as a collapsed building, when in reality, it is certainly not an act of God. It is a planned act, in the sense that not only were the workers forced back, but the owner of the building added 3 stories above the permit that he had and above the initial construction of the building. That's why it collapsed. And the last thing I want to say about this is history has shown us that boycotts don't necessarily work, don't really have any long-term effects, unless they're really in support of actions by the people involved. And the people involved here are the garment workers in Bangladesh. They've been fighting for many years. The only way to achieve health and safe working conditions for workers is by the building of independent trade unions. That is the only way to do it. And that's certainly where a lot of us, including Australia Asia Worklinks, work towards. And of course, to make sure that we are linked internationally, so that whenever we can prevent these disasters in the first place, but when these terrible acts of mass murder happen, we can actually make sure that the perpetrators are brought to justice. No more violence,
no more violence, no more silence. Hey, this is Nick from Pinyao. You're listening to 3CR. Please support community radio and your local music scene. Subscribe now. Give money back to the people that give music to you.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's just on 10 past 9 o'clock. You're listening to Asia Pacific Currents here on your favourite community radio, 3CR Radio. Sorry about that. Now, the follow-up of that story on the disaster in Dhaka and Bangladesh, and like I said, we will bring you a interview with one of the garment organisers over the next few weeks, hopefully next week, but we shall see, is that, of course, on Monday of last week was the International Day of Commemoration for the dead and injured workers all around the world. And the next day, here in Melbourne, over 10,000 building workers, and I went to that rally, and it was great to see. It was very colourful. Rallied through central Melbourne on to protest against the rising number of injuries and death in work sites in Victoria, and especially the recent death in construction sites around Melbourne. And really, again, it just shows you the hypocrisy of the companies and of politicians when they actually, in the days preceding to this demonstration, they really railed against the workers and the unions, say they want to politicize the death of people on the construction sites. Again, what's more political than people dying and injured at workplaces? And again, it shows that it's only unions and workers' organisers that can actually make sure that workers are safe at any workplace, and to make sure that our workplaces are actually healthy localities for us to work and live. And I'll actually just go back, given that talking about organising, I did forget to say that, of course, when I was talking about May Day, is that I mentioned about that millions of workers and supporters marched around the world. There was actually a solidarity rally and march here in Melbourne as well on Wednesday evening. So thank you very much to everyone that came, and in solidarity for at a global level with workers all around the world. So it was a great range of speakers talking about the issues around May Day. And of course, if you weren't able to come on the 1st of May itself, and I think there were some other events during the day as well, so I think it's fantastic that we're marking May Day on May Day. There is also the march on Sunday, this coming Sunday, and it'll be at 1 o'clock outside Trades Hall in Lygon Street. Now, having talked about quite a number of well, I can say disasters or issues facing, I think it's always good to say that we can win, and we do win. Just early this week, a new strike hit the huge Freeport McMoRan mine in West Papua in Indonesia, where over 1,000 contract workers walked out. And this is on the back of the major strike in 2011 that went for 3 months. Well, I can, and these workers went out on issues of pay and conditions, especially pay. And I can report that after, and the workers actually said, we are going to go out for a month. We can, and then we'll try and get other members and other workers to support us. Well, obviously, it's had its effect, because after 3 days, I don't have the details, but the workers' union has said that the negotiations were successful, there's been pay increase, and that workers are returning to work. So I think that's a great item to say that only after 3 days of strike they were able to get what they wanted. But sometimes it takes a bit more than 3 days, and this is another news item from Indonesia, and this concerns the Nescafe factory in Panjang, in Indonesia, in Java. And the workers there had been struggling since 2007, so 6 years ago it started, because they've been struggling to get a collective agreement up with the company. Now, this we've reported on this many times before, and there's also been a number of unionists and worker activists who had been dismissed for their action. Now, just got breaking news over the last few days that after this such long, difficult struggle, the Nestle Panjang Workers Union has now successfully negotiated a new collective agreement, which will actually have a better wage scale and wage structure with improved progression rate and seniority adjustments. So I don't have any news about the dismissed workers, but we'll certainly try and find some more information. But that's fantastic. And so well done to both the workers at Freeport Mine and the Nestle Panjang, both in Indonesian. Well done, comrades, and united we win.
This is Irene Bolger, former Secretary of the Nurses Federation in Victoria. Throughout the nurses dispute in 1986 and the waterfront dispute in 1998, 3CR was always there, broadcasting the voices of workers in struggle.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the Bayita Chicken Strike here in Melbourne.
We've just seen all of the thousands of nurses walk through to their meeting and people from different unions showing their solidarity.
3CR, radio for the workers, by the workers, since 1976.
I couldn't agree more with that announcement, but it's 17 past 9 o'clock. You're listening to Asia Pacific Currents, the program of Australia Asia Worker Links, brought to you every Saturday morning between 9 and half past 9 here on 3CR Radio Favourite Community Radio Station. As I mentioned before, continuing on the theme of May Day, earlier, well, just a couple of days ago, really, I caught up with Vasudevan Nambiath, who is the Secretary of the New Trade Union Initiative. He's also the convener of the Trade Union Solidarity Committee in Mumbai and the General Secretary of the All India Blue Star Employees Federation. And I started off the interview by asking Vasudevan about some of the main activities that happen for May Day in India.
This year, there were demonstrations and rallies organized in different parts of India, as usual, by various trade unions independently. And we had very few rallies and meetings organized collectively by all the unions. Many of the rallies took place independently by different unions in different centers of India, different cities, different towns, in almost all parts of the country, as in the past.
Now, of course, this May Day is only 2.5 months after the huge two-day general strike in February, where probably up to 100 million workers in India went out. Were there same issues for May Day as well as for the general strike?
This issue became very prominent in this year's May Day, the strike that took place in February, which was a strike for the first time organized by all the national level trade union centers and also independent unions of India. It was one of the very important activities of the Indian working class after 1947. It was the first time all unions came together, irrespective of their political differences and divisions. So from that point of view, the strike in February, two-day strike in February, was a real landmark development in the Indian trade union movement. And that unity of the trade unions, which started about 3 years ago, has continued. Earlier, it was only meetings and demonstrations that was developed into a strike action by all unions, irrespective of the political parties in power and the unions linked to those political parties. So that has definitely contributed to increase the confidence of workers in resisting the policies of the governments, irrespective of the political party in power, and also having some amount of confidence in the collective trade union movement to take their issues forward. Issues like minimum wages, issues of social security, issues like protection, safety, and also the fight against contract labor. So the strike in February has definitely added to the confidence-building nature of the trade unions and workers.
Did we see a much greater sense of unity of purpose among workers and trade unions on this May Day?
In this May Day, that was not very evident, because the unity that was built up started from the top of the union. It has not come to the ground level, to the bottom level of the workers in different states, different cities. And that is yet to be done. Once that is achieved, that is workers in different factories, different workplaces, they come together at the plan level, then this will become much better. But in this May Day also, there was an attempt made, but it has not come in the proper form.
Yes, these things always take time to develop. Again, in terms of May Day as the issues, and you've told us a number of the issues that were prominent, was this seen as just part of a longer ongoing campaign, as this is just another day to come out, but it will continue?
Unions have, all the unions, national level trade union centers have decided to organize a massive action program before December of this year. And you know very well that in India, there is going to be a general election in the beginning of 2014. So the unions are gearing up to take up issues of the nature like unemployment and the wages issue, labor rights, before the election comes, and to put pressure on the political parties and leaders that these issues must be highlighted and workers must get their due share. So that is going to be before December 2013.
May Day has got a history of being the day for the international working class. Was there much emphasis in many of the rallies and events for May Day about the international component of this day?
Yeah, that level consciousness, because May Day has been going on in India for so many years. So the international aspect of the May Day, and also the crisis that is taking place in the world, the capitalist crisis taking place in the world, that has come very prominently in this May Day. Also, secondly, the development that has taken place in Venezuela under the leadership of Hugo Chavez, where to some extent benefits of the administration extended to the people of that country, showing that it is possible to provide minimum living condition for the common man. It is possible if you have a capacity to resist the global imperialism which is being imposed in many countries of the world. So this issue was highlighted in many of the meetings in India.
That's an interesting point that you make. And as a final question on this point of the internationalism, was the tragedy of the garment factories and the collapse of the building in Dhaka, was it felt by many workers in India?
This was felt, but in the May Day rallies, this issue was not something highlighted. Not only the issue in Dhaka or in Pakistan, even the strike or the struggle that is taking place in Maruti factory, Maruti Suzuki in India, that also did not come out very prominently, because this May Day, more light was there on the coming election, 2014. So the major political party unions, parties, trade unions linked to the political party, they highlight the political change that is required in the election. So therefore, the struggles of workers in Dhaka, struggles of workers in Pakistan, or even in Greece, those were not very prominently highlighted. Mainly the issues came up were the political issues, which will be utilized by the trade union centers for the coming election. Election was a center point.
I understand that. And obviously, in every country, the issues and the political situation is different. So thank you very much for that, Vasudevan. And we wish you all the best. And I'm sure we'll be in touch with you again for further news in the coming months.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us at the National Day of Action to Stop Aboriginal Deaths in Custody Rally, 28th of September 2013. 30 years, but still no justice. 28th of September 2013 will be 30 years since 16-year-old John Pat was brutally killed by five drunken, off-duty West Australian police officers. His death triggered the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. However, since then, hundreds more deaths in custody have occurred. Join us on Saturday, the 28th of September 2013 at 12 midday at the State Library, corner of La Trobe and Swanson Streets, Melbourne. Indigenous Social Justice Association Melbourne is calling for endorsements, donations and assistance in support of this rally.
For more information, call ISJA Melbourne on 9388 0062, or check out our website www.isja-msg.com. ISJA Melbourne
is a 3CR supporter.
And just before that community announcement, you were listening to an interview with Vasudevan Nambiath, who is the secretary of the New Trade Union Initiative in India, talking about the significance of May Day and activities that happened on Wednesday on May Day. And again, just to reiterate what I said before, in a couple of days on the Australia-Asia Worker Links website, we'll have an article and news links and links to lots of the events and photos of May Day around the world. So certainly direct you to that to have a look at it. And again, if you weren't able to participate at the various May Day events and rally here on Wednesday, the 1st of May. Remember, there is also the May Day March on this Sunday, the 5th of March at 1 p.m. at Trades Hall, outside Trades Hall. And there's also other events associated with that. But we're really coming to the end of the program once again. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another program of Asia Pacific Currents, bringing you labour news from the region. Like I said, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be hearing from a garment organiser in Bangladesh. But that's all that I've got for you today. My name is Pierre Morrow. We'll be back next week at the same time at 9 o'clock. Asia Pacific Currents is brought to you every week by Australia Asia Worker Links and here on your favourite community radio, 3CR Radio. Keep listening. Stay tuned for the Colony Association that will be coming up just after these community announcements.
Australia is a crime scene. It's unfinished business, this crime. People got to understand that it was a military exercise. It was military in the First Fleet. It was Captain James Cook. It was Captain Arthur Phillip. Right through the history of Australia, it's a military exercise. Our people have suffered greatly because the white man is not prepared to act honourably and legally. Still the case in this country today.
This is 3CR.
Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.